And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and it's my pleasure to host the show today along with Robert. And we have some fantastic guests here today. We have folks from the Prescott Rocks and Rec, Mortimer Farms, Liberty Mutual, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather gift shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day. Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everybody out there in Radio Land. We have Kay Ziegenhagen here from Prescott Rocks and Rec. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I said the last name right and everything.
Yes, very good.
Cool.
Way to go, Robert.
Yeah. Sometimes I goof up on those, but I think I got that one from the get-go, so that's kind of cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself before you get into Prescott Rocks and Rec.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Minnesota. I did a lot
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I had to do that.
I started rappelling off of grain silos and the cherry pickers.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of tall things to climb out there. But so between the silos, I learned how to swing a hammer, helped remodel my parents' old farmhouse.
Right.
I learned to fly, worked at the airport, and did some flight training out there. And then I was also just kind of a part of a little medical search and rescue explorer post. So I did some ambulance ride-alongs and then a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So that's where my climbing came from.
And how did you get to Prescott?
I chose Embry-Riddle.
So
I went the flight path direction.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I was kind of between that or going to Leadville to do a mountain college school up there in
Leadville.
Outdoor Ed.
Cool.
So Prescott won. So I came here for Riddle.
So you've done some climbing, I'm sure, here then.
Yeah,
There's a lot of climbers here in Prescott. A lot of people don't think of that. It's like there's a lot of them here, folks.
It's for sure. Yeah. So that's when I got into it a lot more when I first came down here for Riddle. And never thought that there would be so many rocks down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, isn't it? And not only here, but you're in proximity to many things around us, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great home base. Mm-hmm. So now are you still at Embry-Riddle? Are you graduated?
I've been out of there since for a long time. 2007, I think I graduated.
Okay.
But I've been in the aviation industry, though, working here at the flight service station for the last almost 12 years.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
And so now you've started your business.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Rocks and Rec came to be in the last couple of years.
Okay.
It was just kind of an idea. And then,
sure.
And then it just became more and more real. And and then I put my little building skills to the test.
You built a building too?
No, not the whole building. But a lot of the content
in it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of sweat equity into this gym. So,
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Prescott Rocks and Rec part of it.
Sure.
The rec sounds like it's a little bit more than just a climbing wall.
Yeah, so it's a bouldering gym, so it's there's really short walls.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of equipment needed, so we don't have any ropes or you don't have to wear a harness or tie any of the fancy knots. So,
okay.
So it's just like a big jungle gym, really. It's a lot of strength and just
all of
dynamic
that kind of
movement.
Stuff.
Yep.
So since you're in this industry, can you give our listeners, some of our listeners may not understand some of the, dynamics of the climbing and what that entails. So if you could share a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. So probably a lot of people probably think of rock climbing as the big high walls.
Yes.
And now with all the popular free solo stuff and after that documentary. So, so really long, high climbs with a lot of that gear and the ropes and everything. So ours is just much more simpler. Mm-hmm. A lot of climbers will use bouldering as a technique to build that strength and just kind of pair the two together because they both offer such different benefits of physical strength and mental strength. So it's just kind of a little subculture of the climbing world, but they're both used very congruently.
So you're calling it bouldering?
Right.
And I picture that as how I normally climb on some of the rocks because I'm scared of heights.
Very much so.
Is it like that?
It
so
is.
That's actually
be,
a technique, and I can say that it's
right.
not because I'm scared of heights, but it's
you could totally go with that.
Well,
you're a boulderer.
I'm a boulderer.
A boulderer.
Okay. Oh, you got it.
Honestly, that does take a lot of strength, though.
It does.
It takes a lot of, so that gets people ready for
some
advanced climbing and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So what's the highest you've climbed?
Highest?
Or what is the your best accomplishment of climbing?
I'd say probably I'm not that fancy of a climber, so I like my easy climbs,
you
know, but I'll push a 5-10 now and again.
Okay.
I'm working there. I gotta set some goals too.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. So what else does this place, your facility, have to offer for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. So we do a lot of events. We host a lot of events. We'll roll in some cocktail tables and get fancy, and we'll do more fun events with birthday parties, and then we'll turn off the lights and turn on some black lights and light up our routes with neon tape and do glow parties
for kids.
So, yeah, there's so many creative ideas. We'll probably do a karaoke night coming up. And,
and we were practicing that earlier today, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, so no.
That's why we're not doing that now.
Yeah. No, it's very entertaining for all ages, that's for sure.
Now, yeah, so all ages could be a part of this.
For sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what are your hours?
So now we're 3 to 8.
Okay.
And we're still closed on Sunday. So 3 to 8. So we hit that after school, after work crowd. And then we go out and climb ourselves on Sundays too.
Nice.
Yeah, we got to keep improving. And
so do you put together classes, like if somebody came in and said, I want to get a little bit fit in my upper
body. Yep.
So you'll put together some kind of a program.
Yep. We've got a little workout routine and coaching, and our staff is always there, and we're usually climbing with everyone anyway.
Nice.
So. Yeah,
no, I haven't had a chance to visit your site yet, so now I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
I'm trying to visualize what it looks like right now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Is it?
Someone said it looks like a bunch of confetti on our walls. We have all these holes just scattered around. Uh-huh. It's very confusing at first, but it is kind of pretty.
So the climbing's kind of similar to what you have seen, some of those like on the wall, like with.
Yeah.
Like you hold on.
Yep,
to,
that's
okay.
Exactly what it is.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So there's multiple holes and all different shapes and sizes, and then they mark different routes of different, easy, medium, hard, and whatever you're working on at the time.
Or baby steps, like for Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all ages enjoy this, and your hours are from 3 to 8, Monday through Saturday.
Yep.
And where are you located?
We're on the 1200 block of Iron Springs. So in Iron Springs Plaza, we're next to Iron Springs CrossFit. And Jay Vapes is in there. We're opposite of the laundromat. So 1201 Iron Springs Road. Suite number 8. So we're tucked back in the corner. It's kind of hard to see as you drive by.
Perfect.
Iron Springs.
And obviously this is out of passion, this job or this business, because of your hobby and such. Mm-hmm. What is the most rewarding aspect of what you do?
I think it's watching people progress.
Okay.
We've been working with this wilderness kids out of Camp Verde.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just took 14 or 15 them out for like their third or fourth time, like real outside climbing. And it's amazing from their first time, like tears and just gripping and
scared
to death. Yeah.
That would be Robert.
They're racing each other up these routes.
Yeah.
And it's just so wild to see their progression in just the last few months. So that right there is just incredible.
So I think from like maybe a corporate point of view or business point of view, this could also, you talked about birthday parties, but this could also be maybe team building activities as well that could be created.
Yeah, that's what these kids have the most time, which is trust. Trusting us as belayers, trusting the equipment, trusting themselves. Lots of team building.
So lots of team building
lots
with
of
that.
Trust and even like self-confidence, trust in yourself. And
right.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, this is exciting. It's so exciting to have something like this in Prescott.
Yeah.
We thank you for bringing it to us.
Yeah, no, it's been great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to share.
And do you have any events or anything coming up?
Yeah, we've got actually our ribbon cutting is coming up.
That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
October 3rd.
Yep.
Ribbon cutting. And then I think the following weekend, that'll be actually our 1 year anniversary already.
Wow.
So we'll do, on the 12th, we'll do a little celebration for 1 year. And yeah.
So at the ribbon cutting, we get to climb the walls.
Yeah.
Climb the walls.
There you go. Literally climb
really
the walls.
Cool.
Well, thank you for being on our show. For our listeners, can you give us your contact information? So if anybody wanted more information, they can call you at?
Yeah, it's 928-227-1975.
Perfect. And then your website?
Website is PrescottRocksandRec.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and all the social media stuff.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the Chamber, the Prescott Chamber family. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for the ribbon cutting. And that's
Me too.
October 3rd
October
at 4
3rd.
O'clock.
That's right.
Perfect. Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. And enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Prescott Chamber Day, Talk of the Town, and on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest, and our next guest is, it's exciting to introduce because we know something very special is coming up. Actually, a lot of things special.
A lot of things are coming up here. We're kind of teasing you folks here.
Yes.
We have Sharla Mortimer here from, of course, Mortimer Farms.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you.
Welcome to the show.
We're so excited to have you.
Yeah. We have something coming up at the farm.
And,
but before we get into all that good stuff, tell us a little bit about yourself a little bit so our listeners can tell where you're all from before you jump into the farm.
It's usually all business, so I'm glad to just visit for a minute.
Tricked you this time.
So I'm Sharla, my husband and I, Gary and myself, we have four kids, Ashley, Hayden, Kayla, and Colton, three of which are now adults, which is unbelievable to me how fast that goes.
Yeah.
Our youngest is 15, our oldest is 22, and we have a couple businesses here in town, Mortimer Nursery, and on Willow Creek Road, and then Mortimer Farms out in Dewey, where, of course, at the nursery, it's all about plants, any kind of plants that you're looking for, landscape materials and other stuff like that. We can give you all kinds of great advice as well, so come on into the nursery for that. And then the farm is all plants and things that we're producing and growing there. Mm-hmm. So that's all going to be your vegetables and all that stuff out at the farm. So it seems like that was even a little bit of business too. But when you're a business owner, it's all family, right? It's all personal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I just love all the events that you have out there. The pick events.
Yeah.
Every time I drive down 6 miles, what pick event's coming up?
Exactly.
It's always something happening.
We just finished
at the farm.
Blackberries, and oh my gosh, they were amazing.
Nice.
We're still picking strawberries right now.
Are
so
we?
Come on, still out for strawberries.
Good to know.
The garden's going strong. Our tomatoes are amazing. We're getting these giant, delicious heirloom tomatoes that, I mean, just I mean, I just slice them and have a whole plate of them for dinner because that's all you need.
Right.
I mean, they're amazing.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so we've been doing lots of that. Yeah, and just having a great year. It's been a tough year. It's been so dry.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about is what how because you know, we had a lot of rains earlier and then it kind of dried up. Mm-hmm. So noticed there was some monsoon. Did you guys get
today? Yeah, we got nailed today.
Okay. See, we didn't at all in Prescott.
Yeah. All those pictures that you see of the upside down cloud pouring, it was right on the farm.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally right on the pumpkin field. Like, I was sitting there watching it going, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very cool. We needed it very badly.
Yeah.
So we were very happy to have that come through and feeling blessed.
Yes. Well, and, you know, we're coming up to Labor Day weekend. Do you have anything going on this weekend?
Labor Day weekend. We are open there at the farm. We're doing the U-Pick, so come on out for strawberries.
Yep.
We've got sweet corn coming out our ears. all kinds of deliciousness there. We've got the barbecue going all weekend as well, and we're doing roasted corn and burgers and all that kind of stuff. So just come on out and have some fun and hang out at the farm.
How are the goats?
They're doing great.
Goats
are my favorite. They got out today. Yeah,
oh,
I just talked to my manager. She's like, we were out wrangling goats in the street.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, you could have had your cow dogs that I saw on social media from the National. Do they do goats?
They do. They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Dogs are incredible, you know.
Yeah.
We've got the cattle, and they say that one dog can take the place of two cowboys.
Wow.
On horseback.
Wow. Sorry, cowboys.
So, well, it's...
But you need them all.
You need everybody, yeah.
Yes.
And so, I mean, having two riders there on horses or having a dog, they're just so more agile and able to get around so much easier and follow those cattle wherever they might go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing. But they're, cattle dogs are really cool.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I have to just shout this out is... They have a breakfast buffet or a burrito, breakfast burrito.
You're always talking about that breakfast burrito.
I'm addicted to it. It's so good. When we have meetings there for our upcoming event that we're going to talk about in a little bit, they just make the freshest and the best breakfast burritos.
Well,
so I just have to point that out.
I always appreciate it because then we got people coming in and saying, no, I heard about this burrito.
I'm serious. I should create my own design with that, but, but we just love partnering with you folks so much. And, so this is going to be what, our third year?
It is. And you know, in regards to that, we love it too.
Cause
you know, we are the community is so important to us. And that's, I mean, what we do is for the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to be an asset here and we want to really have something that the community can be proud of, that we can be proud of. And there's no greater, compliment than when people say, oh yeah, this, you know, they're coming to the store. And,
Right. Well,
my family came from out of town. I had to bring them to the farm.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
is such a huge compliment to
it
us.
Is.
And so we love this community. We love Prescott. I've been here for, gosh, 30 some years now. Just love it here and just so happy to be involved with all the things going on.
Well, I remember way back when 3 years ago, we had you as a guest speaker for the Women in Business Luncheon. And I had a little dream, and you had the perfect venue, and we also wanted to bring something that was family friendly, and we wanted to remind everybody that they need to shop locally, and that, you know, all of this comes from a farm or that from folks that have lived here their whole lives. So we created this farm to table program, and I'm going to let you just talk a little bit about that.
My favorite event of the year.
Oh,
I love this, you know, it's just so much fun. So we've farm to table dinner. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even have I actually have a little bit more of a clue of the menu.
Yes.
But we don't even set the menu except in just very, very generalities because it just depends on what's coming out of the garden on that day that we can prepare. So we harvest it in the morning, we prepare it in the afternoon, and we serve it at night. And the FFA comes out to the Prescott Valley Agribusiness High School.
Mm-hmm.
Their FFA program, they come out and help us for the evening and help serve and teach those kids about how to do food service in the community and all these wonderful things that they get to learn while they're here. And it's fun. I love FFA kids. They
I know.
Are amazing.
And it's a cool barn, too.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it.
Yeah.
I remember when I first drove up to it, I said, oh, this is where it's going to be. The door's all
Oh, I know.
There you go.
It's so cool.
The corn cornfields right in back of
it. It's right there.
Yeah. So, thank you for saying that. Yeah. So right next, the barn is right next to the fields. Yeah. This year it's right next to the pumpkin field because we rotate our crops every year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right next to the pumpkin field is a beautiful setting where you can see the cattle grazing and you can see the pumpkins growing and the corn maize going and the sun setting over the barn. It's just absolutely beautiful. And so with all the help of all these great people that come together to make this happen, we put on a 3-course meal.
Yeah.
And it's all farm fresh. It's everything that I can possibly get right there off of the farm between our meat and all the vegetables and everything that we can gather up and serve. That's what we do. And it's a ton of fun.
And my favorite part is what we do for the kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the goal of this whole program. And that's why I have to also shout out to Yavapai Regional Medical Center, because they're our presenting sponsor for this particular program, because we want a healthy way to present this food. And it's grown fresh right on the farm. And we have it for all ages. We have a kids menu, which in a kids section, you come in as a family, the kids go on a hayride over to their area, adults are in their area, we dine, and then kids come back, band comes, and we're just having
dancing,
a family
fun. Dancing under the stars.
That's
having
right.
a good time with the whole family at
Absolutely.
That point. Yeah, the kids love it. And we've got a special meal prepared just for them. And we go take them over to the farm park and let them play and see the animals and, you know, do all that fun stuff that they're going to really enjoy and make it a memorable evening for them as well.
And what I like best, and this is for everybody that knows, this event is Saturday, September 14th, starts at 5:30 until 9 p.m. And here's the thing that I think is incredible. The price is $35 per person. It includes two drink tickets, where you have to be 21, and we have live music from Thunder and Lightning. And for the kids' table, it's $10 per kid, ages 4 to 12. So it's an affordable time for a great evening.
Yeah,
with
very.
Entertainment and hayrides and beauty and friend and we sell out.
Yes, sell
we
out
max
every
out
year.
To what the number? We keep asking if we can raise the number.
Yeah,
we need a bigger bar.
We're well over 300 people that participate in this.
Yeah, and you know it's been just so much fun. It is such a fun evening. Everybody just hanging out and enjoying it and just. Enjoying the food that's come, all the fresh vegetables and the fresh food that's being served, and it's just a great fun time. So, like I said, it's my favorite event. I love it.
It's great, and so if you're interested in that, I think we still have some tickets left. They'll probably be going to
Quest. Yep,
yeah.
They all ask what the food is, and I always just tell them, it's going to be great.
Yes.
It always is.
Yeah. Just trust me.
Yeah, yes. Just trust Charla.
Be fresh.
And Charla cooks it fresh herself, because we've gone out there in the morning,
team.
And she's got an apron on. So
it's all hands on deck when you got that big of a crowd coming.
Yes.
You got to make sure everything is good. So.
Well, and it's a labor of love for all of us.
Yes.
Everybody pitches in, you know, and I love the part about the FFA volunteers, because you know, it's all about just working together and teaching and, mm-hmm. and learning and mm-hmm. enjoying. So that's in September, but you have things going on. So let's talk about some of the other things you have going on too.
So then right behind the farm to table dinner, we're getting ready for Pumpkin Fest.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness. Woo-hoo. Yeah. We open September 27th, which is Friday, September 27th. It's going to be here before. I think Gary told me the other day we have 4 weeks, and I'm like, oh my, you know, just crazy how fast this year has been going.
Oh, I know.
And then we'll be ready. We'll be open all summer or all fall long. So September 27th through October 27th for Pumpkin Fest. If you've never come, which I still meet people that say, oh, I've never made it out there. I'm like, oh my goodness, you've got to come to the Pumpkin Fest.
I have not made it out there.
Sherry.
I know.
Oh, that's
She's,
it. You're
I just
busted.
Got in trouble. I'm usually just, I don't know. Well, now I have a good excuse because I have grandchildren that are in the area.
There
so
you go. You're going to have to bring them.
That's right.
Yeah, take them on a nice hayride and hang out with them at the farm. Go find their pumpkins out in the pumpkin field.
Exactly.
It is such a good time. And so, you know, it's a great way to connect with the family and get everybody together and just have a good special, that memory-making time.
Absolutely. Do you do anything with corn?
maybe once, one or two things. Yeah, sweet corn. We're still harvesting sweet corn, and we will be for about the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
So we've still got corn.
Wonderful.
Come on in. Yeah. I mean, grill it, roast it.
Yep.
Eat it right off the stalk, whatever you want to do.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you've got good sweet corn, it doesn't take much to really prepare it and have it delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I cut mine off the cob the other day, and then I made it in like a vegetable medley.
Ooh.
With some roasted chilies in it and onions and pepper. Oh, it was delicious.
It's dinner time.
Mm. Yeah.
Yum.
Nice and fresh and refreshing. And, you know, that's what good food does for you.
Right.
You
absolutely.
Just feel, when you're eating it, it just feel all that freshness coming in. And so it's awesome.
Well, I'm sure our listeners know where you're located, but why don't we remind them and give them some phone numbers and all that fun stuff.
Corner of 69 and 169 is Dewey, is Mortimer Farms. The nursery, of course, is in Prescott, so that's on Willow Creek Road. The farm-to-table dinner will be September 14th. Buy your tickets on Prescott.org.
Yep.
And get those right away, because I know we do sell out every year. So let's make sure you don't miss out on this great experience.
Absolutely. Well, Sharla, we are so thrilled to have you today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
I know. And we just cannot wait. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do for the community.
I love it. You know,
your family is just awesome, and they give back, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, we do, too. We are as much a part of this community as well. And so we just want a great place to raise our kids and someday grandkids and have a place that we can all be proud of. So we're happy to be a part of it.
You bet. Well, thank you so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. DPS says troopers seized more than $4.5 million worth of drugs during two recent vehicle inspections near Holbrook on Interstate 40.
$4.5 million worth of drugs were interdicted and seized in Arizona. And that's $4.5 million worth of dangerous drugs that will not reach the streets of the Midwest or the East Coast.
Spokesperson Raul Garcia says troopers were alert while conducting the commercial vehicle inspections and noted indicators of
criminal activity. One truck had 376 pounds of cocaine and 40 pounds of meth, while the second vehicle contained about 12 pounds of cocaine. Three people were arrested. Garcia says these troopers deserve a lot of credit for these drug busts.
That is a lot of dangerous drug product that is not going to reach the hands of other criminals throughout the country, and more important, that it will not reach any people that could be victimized by those substances.
Mostly sunny, a 20% chance for an afternoon breezy spot shower, 10% tomorrow and Friday, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 64. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with sunny highs tomorrow through Saturday, around 93. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 68, a 30% chance for rain, then heating up to a sunny and breezy 102 tomorrow, 104 Friday and Saturday, a 20% chance for Friday lunchtime showers. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, iConscious, Pato Banton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, today is Prescott Chamber Day. We're having way too much fun. Our next guest brought in some little football, so
yeah,
we're getting ready for football season.
Yeah, we've been playing football already here at the station, so bad you guys can't see.
I know. Bill has a black eye, but we won't talk about
we're
that.
We're good.
But you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, yeah. Our next guest is Liberty Mutual, Jeremy Hurst. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
And thank you for bringing our little football.
He brought these little footballs for the Cardinals coming up pretty soon. Yep. So we're going to practice for them.
I know we're all kids at heart, but behave yourselves.
Yeah, there you go.
No, never. We don't do that here.
No way.
So, Jeremy, tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the Liberty Mutual part.
Absolutely. So I am a native Arizonan, born and raised down in the Phoenix area.
Wow.
Moved up here back in 2000. My parents got tired of the heat down there, so I was actually starting my sophomore year at Chino Valley High School. Mm-hmm. So we moved up here and graduated from Chino. And, I've been here now for almost 20 years.
Wow.
Beautiful. I've got a beautiful wife and four amazing children.
Four kids.
Three girls and a boy. So Madeline is 8.
That's just like us.
Madeline is 8. Claire is 6. Lillian is 3. And we finally had our son. We've got our little baby boy. He's 1.5 years. Bradley, 1.5 years. And, of course, my wife is amazing. Being there, handling the kids, that's a tough job.
Yes, that's a full-time job. So, these are the stories that we love to hear when we're talking with our business community. And I know you and I had a little visit just last week. Mm-hmm. I was getting to know you. And that's what we love to hear is someone who is a native here, grew up here, and now has a business and family here. Mm-hmm. And so what brought you to that decision of being here and raising your family here, your 4 children and your beautiful wife?
Yes, yes. I mean, as we all know, Sherry, I mean, this is just an absolute amazing place. I mean, there's not a day that goes by where you wake up and it's just like, man, we are so privileged, so blessed to be here. I think a big part of it was obviously family already being here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my wife and I, we initially met, I mean, it just felt like the right place to really have the children. And again, I know you and I, Sherry, were talking last week. I mean, the amazing sense of community mm-hmm. that this place has is that's hard to find.
It is.
You know, and we, like I mentioned before, we are so lucky to be here. And it's, I mean, between the weather, I mean, the people, you know, everything in general, I mean, it's how can you go wrong, right?
Yeah, it's a great place to raise a family. Yeah.
It is.
We hear that more and more now. In the Prescott area, because there's so much more for folks to do, you know, family units to do, and that's important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most striking things, I love how really this area, we could agree that it's very diversified in the way of, I mean, we've got anything and everything, whether you're the retired person looking for those great outdoor activities. I know over the years, our schools, I know Sherry and I were
talking,
really improving. I know my girls tend to buy a Judd, and we just love, mm-hmm. love them so much there. But it really has that special thing where no matter where you're at, no matter what season of life that you're in, I mean, Prescott's amazing.
It is. I mean, I'm sold. I mean, this has been a wonderful place to just, you know, get to know everyone, mm-hmm. and everyone cares about each other. I mean, we just had Sharla as our guest, and
I was getting hungry out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm hungry myself. I'm thinking, well, we're going to get some of those tomatoes. My goodness. But I mean, that's what everyone here is all about, is stepping up and helping each other, whether you're a veteran mm-hmm. or, you know, a young family or someone who's retired. That's what I love about this place. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about your business.
Yes.
What's on this football that says Liberty Mutual Insurance?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm an insurance agent with Liberty Mutual Insurance. I know you've seen our cool commercials with Doug and Limu Emu, his sidekick.
You're not
going
to sing it or anything?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I love it.
The second part, I love
awesome.
It too.
That's I know. Cool. Yeah.
But I've just privileged to work for an amazing company, and so my line of work stems from the personal lines of insurance. So I do home insurance, auto insurance, and then for me, most importantly, life insurance is really what my focus is. I mean, insurance, I've always said, maybe not the most exciting thing in the world, but so important, so important. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, we go through the seasons of life. I know they kind of call it the hill of life, where, you know, we're growing up, we find our significant other, we get married, and then you have the kids, and then, of course, you know, the costs go up and things change. And so I think a lot of times, you know, what I love about my job, Sherry, is the fact that I'm able to have those conversations and really be sure that no matter where you're at in your season of life, that you're adequately protected from mm-hmm. from the insurance side of things. So it's fun.
Yeah. Well, you're really helping people. This mm-hmm. business that you're in is helping people, protecting families and individuals mm-hmm. From the unknown in a lot of cases.
I mean, you said it perfectly, Sherry. I mean, that literally is what my business is we insure for the unknowns. I mean, that's what happens in life. I mean, the thing that we can be guaranteed on other than death and taxes is change, right?
Yeah. Nothing, exactly.
Nothing stays the same forever. So, I mean, that's the idea of being sure that, having that dialogue, being sure that we're kind of walking along that together and making sure that you're protected. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I love my wife and my four beautiful kids, family. I mean, family is such an important thing, and we want to protect that. So that's what I do.
So I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
In some families, like mine, well, we're empty nesters right now, but mm-hmm. we have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is there insurance for animals?
I'm so glad you asked.
I just throw that out there. It's a random thing, but I just thought about when you were talking about your family, my dog Bella popped in my head. So.
Okay. What kind of dog is Bella?
She's a Shih Tzu.
Oh,
yeah, she's a spoiled little dog. Very spoiled.
that is absolutely. We actually do offer pet insurance.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, my best friend doesn't have children, but she mm-hmm. has a lab that is her lifeline. And
yeah.
I know her dog's had some major expenses, and she doesn't have insurance. I should tell her about it.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I know people that obviously pets are amazing, and mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're really your four-legged babies.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost better because they don't talk back like your kids do.
Well, they do other things.
They do other things.
My dog does.
That's what I was thinking.
But so why don't you share with our listeners mm-hmm. your contact information so that they can learn more about insurance and maybe get a quote from you or something fun like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my office location, we're on 141 McCormick. I know I always say we are literally right next to El Gato Azul. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that location. My direct contact number at the office, 928-237-9013. And my cell phone, I always give that out because it's my lifeline, 928-533-4163. And then online, you can visit my website. It's www.libertymutual.com. And then it's /agent and then /Jeremy Hust. So
very good.
That is how you can find me.
Exactly. Is there any tip or idea or thought to our listeners that you can give them about insurance? Like right mm-hmm. now, is this a season to be thinking about what?
Yeah. I think a big thing would be just, and I found too that it's rare that people actually just have their coverages reviewed mm-hmm. On a consistent basis. So I would say to all of our listeners here that just reaching out to me and just making sure, because I've found often that there are times where either you're underinsured or, believe it or not, there are times maybe where you're overinsured, where mm-hmm. you have, you know, too much of that mm-hmm. insurance. So mm-hmm. my job is to make sure that we're finding that, you know, that happy ground. So that's a big thing. And again, I mean, I always stick to, I think, the life insurance aspect of it. It's something that I talk about all the time. And it's one of those things that, so important, you know, to, as far as like the life insurance is concerned. So I love what I do. And I would love to talk to anybody anytime about their insurance needs.
And you have a lovely family to take care of, so.
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah.
I always jokingly say, I come to work, Sherry, to get a break.
Yeah. I can relate to that because we had four children, the same, okay. just like you, so I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So they're all grown now.
They do grow up.
Yeah,
then.
They
okay.
do.
All
they right. do. They actually do. And when you sell the family home and move away, they get the message, too. So just a hint there. But no, we love them all. So we've already talked about what aspect of your job that you love, and mm-hmm. that's the helping folks and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a little involved in the community. I know you're being a chamber member. What are some other things that you're doing right now for the community?
Right now, I'm excited. I know Charlotte was just in here, the farm to table
yes.
Event. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I'm actually going to partake in both sides as a business member, and then also I know my wife is thoroughly excited to come and bring the kids. She's a big foodie, and again mm-hmm. man, hearing all the great stuff there, mm-hmm. We're excited to be there. That and then essentially I know you and I talking,
yep.
Sherry, I mean, there's talks about me getting to the point of being an ambassador,
yes,
right,
yes.
which I would
yep.
absolutely love.
Yep, yep.
And then between just with being involved local church and school, I just joined the PTA over at Abiah Judd.
Yeah.
So
and we're also trying to get you involved in the Salute to Educators event, which is coming up in September for us too.
Yeah.
And that's to take care of our teachers.
Oh, the most important. Our teachers are amazing. What they do, they are a godsend. They are mm-hmm. a blessing, and I'm thoroughly excited about that.
Yeah, and education is so important. And One of our secret weapons here that people don't realize is, you know, our school systems are excellent and growing. Awesome. Even. Our Joe Howard reported that there's 80 new students this year, which is huge for the school's district. So
that's incredible.
All good stuff.
We're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, we're thrilled to have you with the chamber. We're proud of you and what you're doing. And, you know, again, if you want to share your contact information to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. My direct line at the office, 928-237-9013. And then please feel free to call me on my cell, 928-533-4163.
We're so glad to have you. And we want to thank you for the little gift of the footballs.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Bill. We didn't mean to hurt you, but, you know, we had to get the touchdown here in the office.
Yeah.
We had
goal. Score.
Yeah, right.
So, but, again, thank you again for being a part of the Chamber family.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, Kenneth Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands. Right now, buy one of our select Traeger grills and get a free Traeger accessories package valued at over $85. Plus, Ace Rewards members get free assembly and delivery on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and today is Prescott Chamber Day, and now it's just us, Robert.
That's right. I think it's Prescott Chamber Day every day,
well,
Sherry.
It sure is. I mean, my goodness. It's certainly Prescott Chamber weather.
Yeah. We're so excited to be in Prescott, for one thing, and we're so excited to be part of the community here, so it's wonderful.
It is. So we've got a holiday weekend. Can you believe it's Labor Day weekend?
I cannot believe it. I can't believe this is it.
But, so let's start talking about what's going on.
Well, we have a pretty big event this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is Labor Day. We have Fair in the Square Arts and Crafts Show right downtown, and that is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, who supports us and supports our courthouse lighting and all the different community events in the Prescott area. And that's Saturday and Sunday,
and
9 to 5, Monday 9 to 3.
Yes.
And if you need more information on that, just get to our website at prescott.org.
And our Prescott regulators and shady ladies will be at the chamber booth.
They will be manning our booth,
yeah,
all dressed in
love those
Western
guys.
Gear.
I know.
They love doing that. And so come on down and just say hi to them.
Yeah.
Going to come downtown.
Get some pictures with them.
Yeah.
And on Friday, we've got our wonderful historical Prescott downtown walking tour.
Yes, that's at 10 o'clock. And you meet at the Visitor Information Center right downtown. It's a great tour for everybody in town. Learn a little bit about Prescott's history. A lot of people that live here haven't been on the tour.
Right.
So they should come down and join us for that particular tour at 10 o'clock Friday.
And we also have the History Hunt piece. So for the kiddos that don't have to go to work, if your parents are looking for something to do, they can do the History Hunt walk.
We have a booklet for that and answer some questions, learn about all the historic buildings and all the history that Prescott has to offer. And at the end, you get a nice little button and a big smile from us. So.
Yeah, and a certificate and everything. So
you got it.
That's something fun to do. We also have my favorite on Saturday, August 31st, the Prescott Farmers Market, which is from 7:30 to 12 noon at Yavapai College.
Yep. And we have this big old sheet here, and this is only part of the events going on this big holiday weekend. Arizona Downs has a big event this weekend. Which is called Luck Happens, and there's all sorts of goodies going on with that particular event. And it's from 10 to 5 at Prescott Downs. If you're wondering, or Arizona Downs, I'm sorry, who is Arizona Downs? Where they're up in Prescott Valley, just off Highway 89 on the way to Jerome, right where you make that corner. And that's on Saturday, and it's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. So come on down for that, and if you need more information on that, go to their website, ArizonaDowns.com. I almost made that mistake again, didn't I?
Yep. And also kind of a cool event on Saturday, August 31st, is the Water Lantern Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks pretty exciting. And for more information, that's from 4:30 to 9:30. And you can go to their website, which is waterlanternfestival.com.
And that's a new event for us here at the lake.
So that's something
that's kinda
to
cool.
Check out. And something that we can't miss, and this is on Saturday, August 31st as well, at the Elks Theater at 7 o'clock, our headliner from Bluegrass Festival this year.
Sugar and the Mint. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and they're going to have a concert. And if I recall, because they announced it on stage, that they're going to be releasing.
You better get your tickets now for that one, because that one will sell out for sure. So if you're thinking about Sugar and the Mint on Saturday, August 31st, get to the Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com.
Absolutely. And for more information about what's going on here in town, you can always go to Prescott.org or stop into the Visitor Information Center.
Yeah, we always have the current calendar events. We do them quarterly right now, so we're going right through September. And we'll have the new one coming out for the October, November, December very soon.
And I just want to remind everyone to please shop locally. We sell the gift certificates right at the chamber office as well. If you have to buy someone a gift and you don't know what to get them, the gift certificates is a great option for you.
Yes,
so
it is.
Keep that in mind as well. And we want to thank everyone for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend, and come visit us down at the plaza.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.